And so out of response to Jesus, I give it to Paul, and I give him $25, and I meet Hughes Morris, and he gives me $50. <You know? laughs> But if when I gave this to Paul, I was looking for Hughes. I'm denying the very thing I'm trying to do, and that's follow the Lord and to show him that I trust him as my wealth. So all of this feedback that we get is a byproduct. If you seek to save your life, you lose it. But in losing your life for my sake, you find it. And so he lost himself in his Father out of holy love, glad abandonment. He said, for the joy that was set before him. Hallelujah. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to give anything to that old church again. It belongs to that national council. You know, I can't get that preacher, but I'll tell you one thing. I'd stop paying him. That'll move him. It will. You know, and this is the way we talk. How about you, though? Do you really believe it's the Lord's money? Lord Jesus, how much do you want me to give this morning? And, you know, you just begin to get overwhelmed with his generosity. You know? And you release it, you know, and you say, Lord, if you can use the hem of your garment to heal a sick woman, and you can use aprons and handkerchiefs from Paul's body to heal the sick, Lord, if you let this $50 get into the communist country, there's no telling what you can do with it. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to release it. Let it be a means of releasing spiritual power. You see what a difference it makes? And the church has become your glad servant. And it'll take all the money you release that way. You know, and you can go home rejoicing that some of God's money operating through you can get to places where it's needed. And you don't have to hold strings on it. You see, this is what you catch in Jesus. He wasn't ministering trying to get a feedback. He was ministering to reveal the Father. In the Father, he saw life and health. And he simply made manifest who he was in the Father, who his Father was in him. Forgiving grace, health, and wholeness in all of life. Out of this wonderful love experience, learning to say yes to his Father, and then letting the Father draw back the curtain. No man comes unto me except the Father draw me. He wasn't, you know, really frightful about his own reputation. He's not anxious, and still isn't. You know, sometimes people, you know, get all excited, afraid Jesus has lost out. You worry about that if you please. He's not worried about it. I've got good news for you. He's not worried about his kingdom. I meet some people sometime who think maybe they've, got to know Jesus. And he's done them pretty good, but let's go on and get something worthwhile. And I find, look, if you can get anything better than Jesus, get at it. But manifest it, will you? I just haven't seen anybody manifesting anything better than Jesus. And that's you too. I just don't see anybody here that's got anything better than Jesus. If you've got something better than Jesus, manifest it. Let the world have it. Otherwise, you've just got some more words. Jesus Christ manifested in the demonstration of power. Not worried about his reputation. And he let his Father open up the curtains. And through revelation say to Peter, he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. See? And as Jesus lost himself in his Father brought forth in his name. And it's that way with us. As we bring forth. If you really want a reputation, get hooked up with Jesus. I've never found Agnes Sanford concerned about public opinion. I'm free enough to say this in her presence. I don't think it'll make her big-headed at all. I found her as unconcerned about what people think as anybody I've ever met. Not that she's, hard-hearted against people, but because she's left that up to the Lord. She's not run around trying to promote a healing ministry. She's died out to God and been willing to pay the price of saying yes to the Lord. And in return, I think she has the most helpful healing ministry of anybody in the world that I know about. I've never seen anything that ministers in such pure power as Agnes' ministry. But if she ever got to the place where she was seeking reputation for herself, let's face it, we'd all recognize it. And, you know? And we'd be talking about memory. She wouldn't be in that power. Well, that beautiful thing, you know, got up here last night, and I've never seen anyone so free and pretty. Pink is your color, Agnes. and you know, it was just abandoned unto the Lord, and the Lord just releasing. This is what we see. As Jesus abandoned himself unto the Father by the Spirit abandoned himself unto the Son. And there in that wonderful union, a new order takes place of a new species of mankind. And in that species of mankind where there's oneness with the Father in love, look what happens. There's the perfect manifestation of mastery from without. Mastering all these laws on the outside, not by manipulation, but by glad response to the Father. Sure, he walks on the water. Not by discovering some law that we don't know anything about. Oh, one day we'll discover all these laws and we'll do it. Then we'll have you to deal with. When you learn to master the universe by law, you become demonic. Laws are there, but his mastery was not learning secret knowledge. You don't get into the kingdom by secret knowledge. And anything that, you know, involves initiation through secret knowledge is not kingdom material. It's birth of the Spirit. It's the power of holy love. And as he responded to his Father in that wonderful union, he mastered. And here, as he at that wedding feast, in union with his Father, they brought water to him and filled those water pots with water and brought it to his presence. And someone said, the water looked up in the face of its maker and blushed with pride. It's through love that he masters all of this. This, you know, little boy's loaf and fish. Boy, this is wonderful. But Jesus responding to his Father, blessed and break and began to feed. You know, that's a big cry from just standing there materializing. You know, out of nothing matter and saying, look at me, hocus pocus, tomcat possum. That's not kingdom living. It was the ministry out of compassion. Jesus had compassion on the people in union with his Father. And he ties together the processes of love with the processes of the natural. Not just spectacular demonstration, but divine manifestation in response to his Father. And there was no end to the fish and loaves. 12 basketfuls left over. It's glorious. And you begin to see all of this natural world manifesting this inward love union of water, of wine, of wind and wave. And that's what I'm longing for. I'm longing to see sons of God brought to that place of holy union in the demonstration of love to such a degree that we can manifest the mastery of our Lord and consequently distribute in this world the abundance of God's grace to feed the hunger. Now, until we can, let's use every economic system we can get. But there's no economic system that will satisfy the hunger of the world. Until we can get mastered in love, let's use every political system we can to minister to people. Let's use the processes of law as much as we can, but realizing the law can't do it. And while we're doing that, let's die out in love, in such power that through union with Jesus from within, we can manifest the victory he's already worked out within himself. And so Jesus Christ manifests this perfect kingdom as a love union from within, and then from without. And here in his ministry, he doesn't divide people up and say, look, do you want to know why you're really sick? God's teaching you something. And that's the reason you have that withered arm, is because that doesn't matter. That's just an old temporal clay body. And the real thing that matters is your sweet spirit. And God puts you on your back so you'd have to look up. If you'll show me that in Jesus, I'll bless you for it. it's not there. Jesus doesn't minister that way. A man stands with a withered arm. He looks at his father. And in his father, he sees the Creator. And he sees a new arm. You see, the faith comes from his father. And he ministers from the God perspective. What Agnes, and she'll be teaching along this line, calls the faith image. The image God gives us out of his own word from within. And Jesus Christ believed God and said, stretch forth thine hand. And that old boy reached out and took a new arm from Jesus by the Spirit. You know, and the old one was fulfilled in the new one. Well, what have you got this morning that needs to be made whole? Jesus is in our midst. By the Spirit, he's here. And each one of us as individuals, he's saying, I love you as a person. I love you as a person. And which is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven you? Arise, take up your bed and walk. And it is ministry to people. He ministers in the wholeness of life from the Spirit, but ministers in the all of life, mind, spirit, and body, that we like him shall be made whole and know this abundant life of kingdom living. For I've come, he said, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But the life that he gives us is not some abstract principle, but himself. And he's worked it out, become the captain of our salvation in the things that he suffered. There's this one story, I wasn't going to tell it because I've told it so many times, but it keeps coming back, and I'll close with it. In terms of the glad yes to the Father, I was at a prayer group in North Carolina some years ago, and this precious woman said to us one night, do you people know the difference between a sheep and a goat spiritually? And we waited for her to explain, and she said, well, a sheep is a very obedient animal. We had a meditation on that first day. A sheep is a very obedient animal. It has to have a leader. Wherever the leader goes, that sheep follows. And she said, spiritually, that's what a sheep is. A spiritual sheep is one who in his heart says, yes, Jesus. All right, Lord Jesus. I'll do that, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's a sheep within you. But she says a goat is a very hard-headed animal. And everything it comes up to, it has to butt. And she says a spiritual goat is one, Lord, that may be true, but. Jesus knew what it was to be a shepherd as well as a sheep. And he's our shepherd because he's come through the sheepfold. And he knows what it is to say yes from within. Let's pray. This is what we're hungering for, Lord. It's what you've asked us to pray for. You didn't say, pray the devil's kingdom to come. You didn't say, pray the kingdom of sickness come. You didn't say, pray the kingdom of wars come. But you say it, pray, our Father, thy kingdom come. O Father, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in the heavenlies. Jesus, we see this in you. We recognize you as the firstborn of many brothers. And we're glad to recognize that though we are just children and maybe in kindergarten, we're brothers because we've been born of your Spirit. And we know what it is to have our spirit say, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.